We're going to be looking at Matthew 27. That, you know what? There are, wouldn't it be nice if in our building or near our building, we can have, as you know, we're moving into a zip code. Wouldn't it be nice if we can have a waterfall somewhere and a garden somewhere? Wouldn't that look nice? Just look at it for a while. Just peace. Peace. Tech ministry. Something going on? Justin. Oh, he stepped out? Oh. Isn't that nice? See, you think that was the technical difficulty, but that's what I want to talk to us about this morning. Amen. Glitch. Amen. Don't get stuck in a glitch. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't get stuck in a glitch. But glitches are setups for God's glory. Amen. Well, let's begin walking and be fine in Matthew chapter 27. And we're going to move expeditiously so that we don't have to, I don't believe we have to preach for an eternity to get you ready for it. Amen. But what is a glitch? A glitch is a defect. It is a defect, a malfunction in a machine or a plan. Pertaining to computers, a glitch is some kind of malfunction that leads to a problem. It's a problem. A glitch is a brief or sudden interruption or surge in power. It's when something suddenly stops doing what it was doing. And I want to invite you to Matthew chapter 27. And I want the readers to read verse 50 through 53. And then we'll move on with this PowerPoint. And it's funny because this one has a real glitch. And that's what we're talking about. Because I believe some of us can't come up because we're stuck in a glitch. And even though glitches are designed for God's glory, they're not designed for us to stay in. No more than the tomb was designed for Jesus to stay in, or the tomb was designed for Lazarus to stay in. You will have moments in your tomb. You will have moments in life where you have these glitches, but they are only going to bring God glory if you get out of it when you're supposed to. And some of us have been living in a glitch so long that we don't know how to be fixed, even when we are. Is there a witness in the house? So let's look at Matthew chapter 27, read this, and we're going to end with this text. And I just want to be very practical. Can I be practical this morning? Amen. I can get into hermeneutics and the Greek words and all of that, but we'll save that. We got time for that. But the Bible says what? Beginning with verse 50, Matthew chapter 27.
And Jesus cried out again with a loud
voice. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice.
And yielded up his spirit. And behold. The veil of the temple was torn in two.
Watch this glitch. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Read.
And the earth shook and the rocks were split.
Read.
The tombs were opened
and many bodies. Read.
Of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised.
Read.
And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection.
And they came out of the tombs after his resurrection.
They entered the holy city.
Entered the holy city.
And appeared to
many. And appeared to many. We're going to end with this text and watch as God shows us the ultimate glitch, the cosmic glitch. But I want to be practical up, all up and through here. And I want to explain to you what a glitch is the way I mean it and the characteristics of a glitch. Glitches often come suddenly and abruptly. They take you out of an element of control. Has anybody ever been in a situation where you were suddenly out of control? You couldn't control the situation. And we do this with relationships. And we get angry and we get frustrated because even of our relationships, we try to control people in our relationships. But how many of you know that people can go crazy on you abruptly? Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. Not only that, but glitches leave you in the dark and they create uncertainty because many of us are people who like to have control. We like to know when things are. We push organization and planning and development, and we push how things should be, and this should happen and that should happen. And we're people who have become, some of us, addicted to the predictable. But every now and then, a glitch will arise and it will leave us in a state of uncertainty. Many of us are tormented and feel bad, not because of an impending danger, but the idea of the danger and the fact that we can't do anything to control it. And we're in the dark and we're uncertain. Here are some biblical examples of glitches. Bible says in Genesis, and I want you to go there, and I'm going to move. I did PowerPoint so I don't have to preach all day. So say amen every now and then so I don't repeat myself like a record. Joseph, these glitches sometimes come about with the term, they have this element, what just happened element. There are times in life where something happens so sudden, you're standing there and you're saying, what just happened? What just happened? I mean, everything was going fine. What just happened? The fight broke out. What just happened? I mean, we were just doing good last week, you and I. Your husband and wife were doing good last week. But what just happened? I mean, last week I was just planning for the family reunion, and now I'm sitting in the hospital room. What just happened? I mean it wasn't anything that gave a warning. It wasn't anything that I was ready for. What just happened to me? My son was doing fine, and he was doing this, and he was up and about, and all of a sudden he's sick now. What just happened? I wonder if anybody ever had a what just happened moment. Where you're standing there and you can't even figure out when what happened. All you know, you were in a state of comfort, but now you're in a situation and you can't even tell how it crept up on you, and you're standing there completely in the dark, completely out of control, and you're just saying, what just happened? Genesis chapter 37, these little glitches come about in scripture by little phrases. Genesis 37, verse number 23. Here Joseph is, received the coat of many colors from his father. He was his father's favorite son. He goes out to give a message to his brothers who were in the field. His daddy said, go tell your brothers, give your brothers this message about coming in from the field and see what they're doing. Check on them. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 37 and verse number 23, what?
So when Joseph came to his brothers,
so it came about when Joseph reached his brothers. His glitch began flickering with the term, with the narrative, so it came about. That's all it is. So it came about. No warning. He's going through the normal routine he went through when it came to giving messages to his brothers. And it came about. The Bible says when Joseph reached his brothers, what?
They stripped him of his robe.
They stripped him of his tunic. And what?
And they took him and threw him into the
sea. Wait a minute. It just came about. I was just minding my business. I was just doing what I do. I was doing what I do. And all the while I had my father's favor, I had brothers who were hating on me. Don't you know there are things that are going on in so many dimensions that you can be enjoying one aspect in life and the devil brewing something up in another aspect of life, and you just go through life and suddenly it just comes about. Here's another glitch. The Bible says, turn your Bibles to Job chapter 1. We know about this glitch where everything's a pretty picture. It's a pretty picture of a flowing waterfall of life, of everything going good. Job was a perfect and an upright man. And I want you to see a pattern in these glitches. And the pattern is that while you are engaging in life in one aspect, unbeknown to you, something is going on in another aspect. It would be easy if what was in front of us was all there is to it. But how many of you know that while you're making a friend, you can be losing one without even knowing that that's what's going on? While you're visiting somebody sick, you can have sickness growing in your body. We're not just one dimensional. And what was happening in the pattern we see with these glitches is while one thing was happening, something else was going on that triggered off a glitch. Job, he was a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God, stayed away from evil. But look at verse number 13. What does the Bible say?
Now on the day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine.
Now on the day. What? On the day, everything was fine. I gave sacrifices to my son on the day. I've come to tell you, and I need you to listen to this because the Holy Spirit is preparing some of us for something. All it takes is for the day to change. On the day. Well, what happened before then? The Bible says before them, he would offer up sacrifices for his sons and daughters and say, perhaps my sons have sinned and did something wrong before you, Lord. Before then, he was the richest man. He had camel, he had cattle, he had houses, he had land. I mean, before them, he had a great reputation. And all it took was a verse 13 and a term. Now, on that day, on a day, one day, all it takes is a transition to trigger off a glitch. Some of you are not relating, but you're going to relate in a minute because all of us have them. All of us have these glitches in life. You can be worshiping, hands extended, praising God today, and all it takes is a day. On a day. You have no idea that day is sudden to you, but it was brewing all along. Because in Job 1:13, what you had was there was just a meeting, a conference in heaven. Now, while Job was enjoying life, there was a conference in heaven, and the devil was saying, does Job fear God for nothing? Which means that we live in a universe, but we are creatures that only deal with what's in front of us. We have no knowledge of what else is going on. All we do is watch the film, but we don't know what technical difficulties are going on behind the scene. And all of a sudden, while we're watching and paying attention to our ideal moment, all it takes is one day. Glitch. Well, that's not it. I want you to see this pattern. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 6, verse number 16. Say amen if you're receiving this. Amen. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 16, the Bible says what?
So the king gave the order.
Uh-huh.
And they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den.
Oh, watch this. Then the king gave orders. Then. So at last, one version says, then, so at last, then, what happens after your then? They came to church on the first day of October. They worshiped. They praised God. They did this. They were having a great time in worship. And they left. They shook hands. They kissed cheeks. They held babies. They said hi to people who they hadn't seen since the week before. They got home. And then. You're saying, why are you saying this? I'm saying this because I need you to understand how glitches happen and that they are inescapable, that there's nothing you can drive right and there still be a then. Got in her car, got in his car, got in their car, got on the highway, not knowing that the tire and the treading of the tire was coming loose. Elevated and went to a certain speed, and now as they were driving 70 miles an hour going the speed limit, the treading on the tire began to unravel. Then all it takes is a then. All it takes is a one day. All it takes is a so at last for the glitch to happen. When it came to Jesus, he had told his disciples over and over that there's a glitch coming. There's a malfunction. There's a defect. There's a deviation. There's a disruption in the plan and what you think the plan is. But what Jesus was telling his disciple is what you see as a glitch is actually part of the plan. And what was the glitch that Jesus kept telling his disciples about? He was telling his disciples, there's something that's about to happen. I want to show you that they ignored what Jesus was saying. And I want to show you that they only heard about the glitch. But Jesus was telling them that there's going to be a glitch. There's going to be a glitch, and then there's going to be some glory. But because they only heard what they wanted to hear, all they heard was glitch. They got stuck in a glitch. What does the Bible say in Matthew 16, 21, and I'm moving expeditiously? Look what Jesus tells his disciples. And we're building up to our text. Listen here. Here's Jesus walking with these men, and he starts telling them things. He starts telling them that there's going to be a little glitch, and then there's going to be some glory. The Bible says what?
From the time that Jesus began to show his disciples.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem. Look what he's telling them, read.
And suffer many things from the elders.
He's telling them there's going to be a glitch. I'm walking with you. You're watching me heal the sick. You're watching me raise the dead. You're watching me give sight to the blind and hearing to those that are deaf. You're watching me. You're watching me make lame people walk and dumb people talk. But I've got to tell you, there's going to be a glitch. I'm going to Jerusalem and I'm going to suffer and I'm going to die. But don't worry about the glitch. The glitch is in order to get to the glory. But there has to be a glitch before you get to glory. People want glory, but they don't want to get the glitch. And what Jesus was telling his disciples is there's going to be a glitch. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a glitch. I'm going to suffer and I'm going to die, but there's going to be a glitch, and I'm telling you that the glitch is going to lead to glory. Don't worry about the glitch.
Yeah.
He said suffer and die and do what?
And be raised up on the third day.
And be raised up on the third day. The Bible says Peter only heard about the glitch. And he said, Lord, no, that's not going to happen to you. Did you not hear him, Peter? Did you not listen, Peter? Peter, I'm telling you, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. That's the glitch. There's going to be a moment where things are dark. That's the glitch. There's going to be a moment where everything's uncertain. That's the glitch. There's going to be a moment where things don't go according to the plan that you have for me. But this is not about the plan you have for me. This is about glory. And the only way to get to glory is I've got to deal with the glitch. I'm telling you, there's going to be a glitch. But then I'm going to rise from the dead. Look at the next scripture. Everybody go. And I wanted you to see this pattern where they only heard what they wanted to hear. John, Matthew 17 and verse number 9. We'll wait on you. We're almost done. I hope you hear what God is telling you. And why are you saying this? Because I'm preparing some of us for glitches. Some of us are going to have glitches. Some of us are in one right now. We're smiling and we're hugging people's neck, but some of us have lost jobs and ain't been working and we're in a glitch. Some of us have gone through things in our relationship and we're in a glitch. Everything was going fine. Our worship was one that was full of jubilance and joy, but we're in a glitch. Some of us are dealing with something that nobody knows about. We're in a private glitch. Some of us have sickness in our body and we're waiting for the next visit to the doctor, for the doctor to explain what he saw in our blood work the last time before, and we're in a glitch. And we're stuck. We're stuck in a dark place. Some of us don't like what's happening to our bodies. We don't like what we see when we look in the mirror, and we're in a glitch. Some of us are in a glitch because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, and we're looking at other people and where they are in their life at their age, and we're comparing it to where we are in our life, in our age, and it's leaving us in a glitch. But the reality is, there are some things I don't want to jump ahead. Ooh, God. Look what Jesus tells his disciples. Matthew 17, 9. Move expeditiously. If we go late, it's because of you readers. Read.
As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them. Don't tell anyone what you have seen.
Don't tell anyone. This is after Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the mountain and was transfigured. Read.
Until the Son of Man has been raised.
Don't tell anybody what you have seen. All along, he's telling them that a glitch is coming. I need you to know that the disciples of Christ were not caught off guard. Jesus kept telling them, this is going to happen. He said, don't tell anybody what you've seen until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. There's a glitch. But every time he told them about the glitch, he told them about glory. But sometimes we get immobilized to the glitch that we don't recognize the glory. All they kept hearing is he was going to die, but he was saying more than he was going to die. You don't see that? Go. Watch this. Go to Matthew chapter 17. Drop down to verse number 22 and 23. Watch this. Now, Jesus did this with his followers. And where I'm going is I'm going to the place of letting you know that what Jesus was telling his followers about him, he's telling his followers today about them. Y'all missed that. What Jesus was saying is going to happen to me when Jesus spoke. This is what's going to happen to me. Today, he's telling us this is what's going to happen to you. In other words, a glitch is coming.
Amen.
As a congregation, a glitch is coming. We're trying to make this transition. Glitches are coming. But I'm not going to just tell you about the glitch. I'm going to tell you that the glitch is a setup for glory. But you've got to be able to listen to not only to the fact that a glitch is coming, you got to hear what I'm saying is coming after.
Amen.
Look at what he says, verse 23, read.
And while they were gathering together in Galilee.
They were gathering together in Galilee.
Jesus said to them.
He's telling them again. How many times does Jesus have to tell them? He says what? The Son of Man is what?
Is going to be delivered into the hands of
men. There's a glitch coming. There's going to be a little glitch in things. Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Thaddeus, Nathaniel, Judas even, Simon. There's a glitch coming. I'm going to go and I'm going to be delivered and I'm going to suffer. There's a glitch coming. Read.
And they will kill him.
They're going to kill the Son of Man. They're going to kill him. Read.
And he will be raised on the third day.
But look, wait. The glitch is going to come to an end. And after the glitch, there's glory. He's going to be raised again on the third day. Watch. This is how I know they only heard about the glitch. Watch their response.
And they were deeply grieved.
Whoa. What does it mean for Jesus to tell them there's a glitch coming. I'm going to be delivered into the hands of men, and the Son of Man is going to die. But on the third day, I'm going to get up again. And they get sad. They get sad. They got sad because they didn't hear the glitch in glory. They just heard the glitch, the glitch, the glitch. But Jesus is saying the glitch is the setup for glory, but you're hung up on the glitch. Some of us are still hung up on the glitch. We're still hung up on the bad thing that happened to us years ago, the thing that happened in our childhood, but that was a glitch. And if you can get past the glitch and come out of the tomb when you're supposed to. Oh, God. Y'all don't hear me up in here. I'll preach to the walls if I have to. If you can come out of the tomb or out of your glitch like you're supposed to, the way it goes is glitch, 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 glory. But some of us get in a cycle of glitch, 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 and forget that God never designed for us to stay in a glitch. They were grieved. If they would have heard past the glitch into the glory, they wouldn't have been grieving. You say, well, how do you know? Remember, they watched Jesus raise a dead man. And Jesus was telling them that I'm going to get up. They were not foreign to dead people getting up. Jesus did it right in front of them. But they got hung up on the fact that he was going to die. They got stuck in a glitch. Matthew 20, 18 and 19. The Bible says,
we're going up to Jerusalem. And the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests.
Why do you think Jesus kept telling them? Why do you think he kept telling them? Was he trying to hammer in, I'm going to die? No, what was he hammering in, brother? Not just I'm going to die, not the glitch. I'm telling you so that when the glitch comes, you won't treat the glitch like it's the end.
Amen.
He keeps telling them, I'm going to die. They're going to crucify me. I'm going to suffer. But I'm going to get up. Why are you saying this, Jesus? You're bothering. I mean, I don't want to hear it. Peter rebuked him. Lord, that's not going to happen to you. Jesus had to tell Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. You deprived me of my glitch. You deprived me of my glory. But why is he hammering that into his disciples? Because he wants them to treat the glitch like it's temporary. What does it read the rest of the text?
They will condemn him to death.
They will condemn him to death.
And will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified.
It's going to be bad.
On the third.
Watch. All of a sudden, there's going to be a flicker and then static. A flicker, a glitch, and then static. And for a while, it's going to be dark. It's going to be dim. You're not going to know what's going on. You're going to be confused. You're going to be afraid. It's going to be bad. I'm going to bleed. They're going to whip me. They're going to scourge me. They're going to slap on me. They're going to spit on me. They're going to put a crown of thorns on my head. I'm going to suffer. They're going to hang me up with criminals. They're going to hang me up like a criminal. They're going to drive nails in my hand and nails in my feet. And guess who's going to do it? It's going to be the Jews that hand me over to the Gentiles. It's going to be dark. It's going to be dreary. It's going to be dim. It's going to be cold. It's going to be lonely. It's a glitch. That's what glitches are supposed to be. But don't put a period after the glitch, because on the third day, I'm coming out of this glitch and I'm going to rise again. And the glitch was a setup for what's going to happen with my glory. Friday night is a setup for Sunday morning. Don't get stuck on Friday night. Sunday is coming. It's not permanent. There are some technical difficulties, but a difficulty is a rough patch in the process of your journey. You don't treat a difficulty like it's permanent. So watch this. You moved too fast. The glitches, here's some principles. I'm encouraging somebody. This is somewhat of a prophetic word. A prophetic word. I don't claim to be a prophet to be able to tell you that you're going to walk out of here and you're going to find a $100 bill. You take that $100 bill and buy $100 worth of lottery tickets. And the fifth one you buy is going to be the winning ticket. You take that winning ticket, you cash it in. It's going to be for $10,000, and I want you to take that $10,000, turn it over, and buy you $10,000 worth of tickets, and then that ticket, among those tickets, will be the $10 million ticket, and prosperity is yours. Get it, 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 get it. Not some charismatic thing, prophetic word, but a prophetic word about some of us, to some of us, that a glitch is coming. A glitch is coming. I don't know what it is, but that's what Jesus said. A glitch is coming. But don't get hung up on the glitch, because the glitch is the setup to glory. Let me give you some principles and let you out of here. The glitches in your life are the times when things are hidden behind the static of uncertainty. So when I say the glitch is coming, there's coming a moment in your life where you're going to be uncertain about your life, uncertain about your finances, uncertain about your well-being. The answer will change when somebody asks you how you're doing. We have customary answers right now. And someone says, how are you doing? And we say, blessed and highly favored. We say, oh, everything is well. Oh, if I had it any better, I wouldn't know what to do. There's coming a time in your life, in your journey, where a glitch is going to happen. And you're not going to know how to answer that question. So here's the resolve when that time comes. And you're behind the static of uncertainty. You don't know what's going on. You don't know how you're doing. You're in that in-between uncomfortable place. The resolve is to remember that what? Turn to your neighbor and say, glitches are temporary. Endure. We live in a society that runs away from hardship. We run away from hardship. In other words, we have a flight mentality when it comes to hardship. Then we bring that flight mentality to God, and we want God to co-sign our flight mentality. In other words, we start praying to God to strengthen us to run away. How many of you have ever prayed to God to get you away from something? But God doesn't always answer like that. Jesus prayed for it. He said, Father, let this cup pass. Nevertheless, not by my will, but thy will be done. Here's the answer. The answer is endure. Sometimes God is going to say, no, this is your moment for glory. And the moment before glory is the glitch. And if you learn how to endure the glitch, at some point, I'm going to raise you out of this glitch and show you my glory. No, you're not getting away. No, endure. Turn to somebody and say, endure. What does that mean? Turn to somebody and say, take it. I ain't gonna take yet. I'm not gonna take this. I ain't gotta deal with this. I ain't gotta do this. Marriages today. This is the season. This is the generation that says, run Get out! But you don't get to be the age where you and your spouse are rocking in a rocking chair, exchanging dentures, talking about old times by running. That comes by enduring. You don't get to the point where you've had so many anniversaries, you don't know what to get her anymore, or you don't know what to get him anymore, so you settle for sitting out and watching the sun go down. You don't get to that point unless you decide, no matter what, I'm going to endure.
I like that.
If you're married and been married any considerable amount of time and your marriage has not had a glitch, my next question is, what kind of marriage you got? Oh, can I be real with you? I mean, I'm just being for real. We see each other once a week and we say, oh, look at them. And even some couple, older couples are dressed alike. I saw a meme on Instagram and somebody said real love, and it was an older man and an older woman, and they both had on their Adidas suits, and they were all dressed alike walking through the mall. Let me tell you something, that's a snapshot. Get the video, baby, and you'll find out that there were some glitches. Don't think what you got is abnormal when glitches happen. Glitches happen, but they're temporary. Get to the point where you don't like your spouse. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all are like, I don't know. And let me tell you, sister girl, if you think for a moment that there's never been a time where your husband didn't like you, you are tripping, girl. Brother man, if you think you got your woman where you want her to be and there's never a point where she didn't like you, you are tripping, brother. There are glitches where you look at the person you said I do to and wonder why you did. Glitch! That's right, Hammy. Don't front up in this piece. If you got any glory, it's because you survived and endured some glitches. You think about getting married? Get it in your head that the guy that, or the girl or the woman or the man is out there that will never, ever, ever make you feel like you're in the glitch. That's a fairy tale. Don't get married, girl. Don't get married, brother. If that's what you're looking for, stay single. Bad preacher, I kind of went off on that. But glitches are what? Temporary. And what's that E word we said?
Endure.
There are certain illnesses that won't afford you medication to ease. Sister Sheila Bean used to go here, Angela Dokes and Brother Dokes' sister and sister-in-law, had a fibromyalgia. And I used to talk to her and say, how you doing? Oh, I'm not doing good. And I said, man, that's, every time she's not feeling good. And every now and then she'll feel good. And she felt good, much less, she felt bad much more than she felt good. And sometimes you don't understand that until you look the affliction up, Google it. You find out it's a nerve condition that makes you pay, that makes it hurt for clothes to be on you, to be touched, and it's just constant pain. And all they have done is come up with ways to temporarily relieve it, but you basically have to live with it. But even that is temporary. Because we are. Because we are. Well, here's the next principle. Here's the next principle for you before you go home or go to Golden Corral or go to Red Lobster or wherever you're going to go to eat. The glitches in your life are the times when things can't be explained away and that don't make sense based on logic. It doesn't make sense. I know we like to believe that if you do the right thing, everything's going to be all right. I need to tell you something. Okay, this is going to disappoint some of you right off and through here. You can do the right thing and everything not be all right. Glitch. There are those moments that don't make sense. I did it right this time. I followed all the rules. I did everything I was supposed to do in a relationship. I was a gentleman. I did everything in a relationship. I did the right thing. I cooked his meal. I massaged her feet. I made sure that I let him know he was King Buddha and there was no one else beside him. I let her know that I loved her. So it doesn't make sense for us to be going through what we're going through. I ate right. I watched What the Health and I became vegan. Or Esquiterian or whatever. I stayed away from milk products because they said the cancer comes through milk products. As a matter of fact, I stayed away from milk products. I didn't eat tuna out of the can. And every day I took my apple cider vinegar and my garlic capsule. How is it? Never smoked, never drank. How is it that they find the tumor in my lungs? Glitch. Real Christianity. If you want to find somebody that will paint a picture of God that says you do the right thing and everything's going to be all right, then you are being ill-prepared for life. Amen. So it doesn't make sense. Here's the resolve for that. When it doesn't make sense, when things that are not logical happens, the resolve is that God sees behind your glitch. When you don't trust, turn to somebody and say, trust. The thing with that static moment was not an interruption in the actual video. It was an interruption in how the video looked to us. The video was still going on, but the transmission of the screen was interrupted. The glitch in your life sometimes will blind you to where you don't see it, but there's somebody in the video room of eternity who has a screen that shows what's going on when there's static on your screen. And he sees behind the glitch. And if you trust him long enough, he will bring what's behind the glitch back to the front. And you will no longer see the static of your situation. You will see that God made a way out of no way. God sees behind your glitch. Look, you're not going to be in control. You're not going to always see it. You're not going to always know it. It's not going to make sense. Not supposed to make sense every time. Why did my mom have to die? God sees behind the glitch. Finally, the glitch in your life postures you to be an instrument of God's glory. Pay attention to this, people of God. We'll let you go after this. Glory through you does not mean glory necessarily to you. This is hard. Glory to you does not mean, through you does not mean glory to you. Sometimes we're looking for the glory to us after the glitch. But at the end of the day, God will, oh, hear this. Would, write this down. God will always, Jesus, work his agenda before he works yours. What does that look like? God will always do what he wants before he even gives any attention to what you want. Because even what we want is distorted because it's only based on what we can see. Does that make sense? So glory through you means that you're going to get sick, right? God says you're going to get sick. Okay? This is going to happen. God sent Jesus. You're going to die. Jesus says, I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer. But my suffering is so that God can get glory when I get up. So it's not God giving glory to you. So you get up and like, how you like me now? And you get to drive back with your sunroof out, down, digging in the scene with your gangster lean by people who laughed at you while you were taking the bus. That's not how it's going to happen. No, God says, I want to get glory through you, which means that sometimes when God gets glory through you, he hides you from the glory he's getting through you. Have you ever impacted somebody you had no idea you were impacting through what you were going through? Amen. You didn't feel it. They didn't come to you and say, oh, I've been watching you. No, God will put you on the stage sometimes and let you have a glitch in your life. And the lights are so bright and the intensity is so bright of what you're going through. You can't even see into the vast audience of people who are watching you go through it. And all you know is you're trying to make it through it while all the while your cousin is watching and sister so-and-so is watching and your best friend is watching and this person is watching how you go through it. You go through it, the glitch happens, and you come out of the glitch and you just think you're out of it. But all along, God was letting you go through what you went through to help all those people who were watching you go through it so that he might get the glory. Which means it's very possible for you to get sick because somebody else is watching. It's very possible for you to go through something because someone else is watching. It's very possible for you to have marital trouble because somebody else is watching. It's very possible for you to have your glitch for the sake of somebody else. So what's the resolve? The resolve is that you embrace it. Embrace it, Brother Hamilton. I know that's hard. Embrace it means to accept it. Amen. Accept it. That means pray that the cup is moved. But at some juncture, you have to come away saying, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. If this is what I have to go through, so be it. And when you embrace it, it is only when you embrace it that you're ready to come out of it. You're not even ready to come out of it until you embrace it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're going through something and you complaining and bickering and scratching and fussing and you're saying, God, get me out of this, and you're becoming bitter, you're not ready to come out of it until you embrace it and accept it. And when you embrace it and accept it and adapt to it and learn to live it, then are you ready to come out of it. Until then, you're going to stay in your glitch. You can't handle glory if when you're in glory and you're going through glory, you're still complaining about your glitch. Jesus didn't get up out of the grave with all power in his hand complaining about the guys that hung him on the cross. He didn't get out of the grave saying, oh, you see, they shouldn't have did all of that. That was so wrong. He didn't come off the grave bitter and upset and just with a stanky attitude and saying, you know, they did that to me on Friday. Those Romans, no, they ain't right. No, he got out with all power in his hand because he embraced his glitch for the sake of God's glory. Everybody stand to your feet. When he died on that cross, there was a cosmic glitch. Things started ripping. As Jesus was ripped from life, the Bible says the veil of the temple was ripped. The earth was ripped. The earthquake happened. And earthquakes happen when there's a fault in the rock underneath the earth's surface, and it gives way and it tears. And the tear beneath the earth's surface works its way to the top of the earth's surface. When Jesus died, everything was ripping apart. Everything was tearing. The rocks tore. The earth tore. The veil of the temple tore from top till bottom. Everything was glitching. There was a cosmic glitch in nature. The Bible says that when the earth tore, people started getting up out of the grave. And everything started going haywire. They went into the city and appeared to many. In other words, they were giving a preview to what Jesus was going to do 3 days later. Amen. And then when it was time for him to get up, it glitched again. Because Matthew chapter 28, verse number 2, you do know that there was an earthquake before he got up. An earthquake, a glitch when he died, and a glitch before he got up. So if you are in a glitch,